Hundreds of thousands of Syrians poured into the streets across the nation today in the largest protests in months, shouting for the downfall of the regime in a defiant display invigorated by the presence of Arab observers. Activists said that Syrian forces killed up to 10 people. Susie Hodges reports.
There was no let-up in violence after prayers on Friday, despite the presence of Arab League monitors in Syria. Activists said that Syrian forces killed people, most of them shot during anti-government protests. They also reported that in the cities of Idlib and Hama, there were an estimated 250 people taking part in rallies. Other protests were held in Dara and around Damascus. As the violence continues in Syria, questions have been asked as to whether Arab League member states, with some of the world's poorest human rights records, are fit for the mission to monitor compliance with a plan to end the crackdown on political opponents by security forces. There are also fears that President Assad's regime is cooperating with observers in order to buy time and stall more international condemnation and sanctions. The Arab League mission is being seen as reinvigorating the protest movement, with tens of thousands turning out this week in cities and neighbourhoods where the observers are expected to visit. The United Nations says some 5,000 people have been killed in the government campaign since March. I'm Susie Hodges.